Good morning and welcome into All Saints Day Worship with St. Luke's Woodland. I'm Karen Sheldon, Interim Rector, and with me this morning you will hear a multitude of voices together praying morning prayer with Eucharistic readings. You can find a leaflet for this service on our website at stlukeswoodland.org. That's stlukeswoodland.org, stlukeswoodland.org. If you want to participate and follow along with the service using the leaflet, that's great, but you can also just listen and let it wash over you. While you're at our website, if you go there, you can also sign up to get our weekly email updates so you'll know how to take action and get involved in St. Luke's. You can also find links where you can contact us if you'd like to know more about this congregation. You can even make an offering to support St. Luke's mission and ministries if you're so moved. No matter what brings you into our midst, we are so glad you're with us.
Send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Psalm 43, verse 3.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. And now let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life.
Almighty God, look graciously on the people of St. Luke's Church. Be with us in this season of transition. Walk with us and guide us that we may be genuine in our self-reflection, tireless in our commitment, patient in our discernment, loving in our communion, open in our search, and daring in our faith. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and skills with which you have blessed us. We thank you for the experiences that have brought us to this moment. Help us accept change as a gift of your direction for our journey in this transition. Instill in us a vision for our parish, that guided by your Holy Spirit, we will be united in love and joyfully accomplish this mission. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Revelation.
After this, I, John, looked, and there was a great magnitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around all the throne, and around all the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." And then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and worship him day and night within his temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more, and thirst no more, the sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall ever be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord.
Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me,
and delivered me out of all my terror.
Look upon him and be radiant,
and let not your faces be ashamed.
I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me,
and saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him,
and he will deliver them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Happy are they who trust in him.
Fear the Lord, you that are his saints,
for those who fear him lack nothing.
The young lions lack and suffer hunger,
but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good.
The Lord ransoms the life of his servants,
and none will be punished who trust in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from 1 John 3, 1-3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Let's see action. Let's see people. Let's see freedom. Let's see who cares. That old song has been in my head all week as I have been studying this gospel. The Beatitudes are the beating heart of Matthew's gospel, and they are all about action. On All Saints' Day, we remember the ones who've gone before us, the ones who've done Christ's work in the world before us, and we also remember those we love but see no more today, and again tomorrow on All Souls' Day. Today, we are also pledging that we will follow in the blessed pattern which is set for us by all the saints who now see God. On this All Saints Day, and maybe the saints themselves would say every All Saints Day, it is not a time for sentimentality. It is a time for action. The Beatitudes are all about how the body of Christ will act in the world. Jesus has invited people to change their course of action. Jesus has called the first disciples to leave what they were doing before and come to help and create a community of changed people. And after setting the scene in that way, Matthew's Jesus climbs up a mountain and speaks before a crowd which has been gathered around him because of his healing. He's been traveling the land, healing the sick and freeing the demon-possessed. Jesus tells these people that others will follow in his actions, and that those who follow in his actions will reap what they sow. The merciful will receive mercy. The pure in heart will see God. The peacemakers will be called children of God. The oppressed, the mourners, and the meek, they aren't glorified so much as they are promised by Jesus that their suffering of poverty and depression and grief and powerlessness and injustice will all be reversed. They will be blessed, comforted, inherit the earth. Oppression ultimately will be reversed by the grace of God. The grace of God is what impels the actions of all those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The grace of God impels those, the merciful, the pure of heart, the peacemakers, the saints. God is rendering transformation for both the oppressed and for those who advocate for the oppressed. Because anyone who serves the poor and the hungry and the homeless will tell you that they are blessed by that service as much as, if not more than, the people with whom they serve. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted, is a woefully inadequate translation, according to Greek and New Testament professor Raj Nadal. He says that comforted isn't the right word. It means something much more like advocated for in the ancient Greek. Let's see action. Let's see who cares. Now that we're off the mountain, who is the actor now? Can anybody see the body of Christ in our actions? Our memories, our heroes, our stories, our music, they all help us. They all inspire us to act on our faith. Our faith helps us to render Christian community and transformation out of the grief and dispiritedness around us. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they are rendering the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes it's fashionable these days to say that we are blessed when we mean to say that we are lucky or gifted or privileged. But Jesus promises the kingdom not to the privileged, but to the poor in spirit, the sick and the meek. So what is privilege, wealth and health and power and love and happiness for? I think it's for action. It's for people and freedom and care. It's for blessing our neighbors as Christ's body in the world right this minute. From our faith, from the love of God, we render advocacy, liberation, healing, forgiveness. As followers of Christ, we are called to act, to use every gift God has entrusted to us for the reversal of our neighbor's woes. Those who mourn because of hunger, injustice, brutality, violence, they are blessed when we act. Thoughts and prayers are very important, but they must lead us into action. Encouraged by the great cloud of witnesses, our ancestors in Christ, the blessed of every generation who've gone before, and the indwelling strength of the Holy Spirit, on this All Saints' Day, let us do the work Christ has given us to do. Let us bless the poor in spirit and work alongside them to render the kingdom of heaven out of our privilege and the oppression around us. Let's see action.
Let us say together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary. He was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, He is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray for God's people across the world, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the earth that we may here treat her gently, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our families, our friends, and our neighbors, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are scared or sad or scared or are suffering, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
On All Saints' Day, it's traditional for us to name all those who have died and been buried from our parish in the past year. This year is so unusual in so many ways. So we will name those whose names have been submitted to us, and we will invite you to lift up the names of those whom you are remembering on this day. So on this All Saints Day, we remember especially Robert F. Dunn and Kent Lang. We invite you to name those whom you remember. And now let us pray. O Almighty God, who has compassed us about with the great cloud of witnesses, grant that we, encouraged by the good example of your servants, may persevere in running the race that is set before us until at length, through your mercy, we may with them attain to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Prayer for Mission. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power is working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.